Getting some exercise during the day may not seem like much on the surface, but if you have a demanding job, let's say you work in journalism, then walking away from your desk for mere minutes can be a challenge. But a growing number of companies across the country have started encouraging employees to stay healthy by offering financial incentives. It's a feat even some of the toughest bosses have taken on.
Mr. Burns, can you make me thin again?
I guarantee it. One. I'll just pay for the blessed liposuction.
Woohoo!
In the last year and a half, Carle Hospital in Urbana has joined the Get Your Workers Healthy bandwagon with its own incentive program. The hospital's Charge Rewards program is pretty straightforward. Carle employees can rack up points if they do things like trying a new recipe, limiting their alcohol intake, or exercising more. Enough points earned within a year can be redeemable for discounts on health insurance premiums, cash back, or paid time off. Dr. Napoleon Knight is the medical director of hospital medicine and the associate director of quality at Carle. He helps oversee the incentive program.
We take care of people, sometimes in their most vulnerable states. We need to model some activities that other people will want to model in their lives as well.
Knight says for a business or a hospital that pays for part of its workers' health insurance premiums, the financial gains for the company through reduced benefits costs can be great.
If you're taking three or four different medicines a day times X number of employees times X number of years, I mean, what you see is that really starts to add up.
One of the Carle employees taking part in the hospital's wellness initiative is Sean Williams. He works in the marketing department.
In early January, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 32. They often, you know, call that adult onset diabetes.
Williams says he's always taken good care of himself, but since learning about his diagnosis, he's redoubled his efforts. He says it can be a challenge finding time to exercise with the demands at work. Shortly before my interview with Dr. Knight, I chatted with him on the phone in mid-February about Carle's incentive program. Sean Williams was on the line since he handles media requests for the hospital. At the time, Knight explained one option the hospital was considering to boost physical activity during the workday.
We're exploring, you know, such things as, you know, walking treadmill desk, you know, as an example. We're trying to find some areas in the organization where we might be able to, you know, implement that.
When I was, you know, on the call where you were interviewing Dr. Knight about what Carle has been doing for employee wellness, he mentioned, you know, this treadmill workstation, but they needed to find a site where they could try this out first. And so as soon as we got off the phone call, I contacted Dr. Knight, and I was quick to volunteer.
Not long after that, the hospital unveiled the treadmill in Williams' department. If you couldn't tell, he's been walking on it this whole time. Williams has walked more than 60 miles on the treadmill since it was installed a couple of months ago.
So on those days where I'm having a really tough time trying to get my blood sugar back down to certain levels, it's amazing how quickly my blood sugar comes down.
With Carle's health incentive program, Williams has earned roughly 120 points. By the time he gets about 100 more points, he'll be eligible for $260 off his health insurance premium, or $260 cash back if Carle doesn't cover his premium. Another Carle employee taking part in the wellness initiative is nursing director Joan Plunk. She's accumulated 640 points. That puts her in the highest category of the rewards program. If employees have 600 points and get biometric screenings, which are covered by Carle, they can get $260 off their health insurance premium, plus $100 in cash or 8 hours paid leave. If their health insurance premium is not covered by Carle, then they can get $360 in cash. Joan says with her work schedule, getting fast food was always a convenient option. Though it still is, she's dialed back.
If I have to eat fast food, I'll choose like the grilled chicken and take the bun off and not have the mayonnaise.
Joan says while Carle's incentive program is still a new experience for her, she's been conscious about her health for some time, walking or swimming just about every day.
Well, to be honest, it's been the last 10 years that I've become more into it selfishly, my own health, versus taking care of other people and my family more.
But that's starting to change. Joan is spending more time cooking healthy meals at home. Here she makes a salad with baked chicken, mushrooms, and craisins.
Pretty simple, really. And I'll just add a handful of
almonds.
Her husband, Tom, is a farmer and is on the road quite a bit for business. He admits he hasn't always maintained the healthiest of diets. Any food stop for him when he's out of town was usually fast food. But now Joan prepares most of his meals during the week. What she's learning about nutritious cooking from Carl is impacting her husband's health.
Well, like Tom liked to get fried chicken from a store, so now we bake chicken instead of you eating fried chicken.
I used
to
get a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken on the route. And
so you still have the foods you enjoy, it's just they're prepared more healthy.
Joan says she'll prepare Tom turkey slices, pot roast, or sandwiches. They've also substituted sugary soda beverages with coffee or water.
But what she's not telling you is I am a fan of cake, and she makes me cake.
He used to buy the Boughton cakes, which were heavy and lard, so now you can make them better with using applesauce instead of the oil. And
I have pies. I do buy Meyer's pies. Sometimes she doesn't have enough time to bake all that.
That's how you cheat.
Yeah, I do cheat that way.
A growing number of companies are offering financial incentives to boost employee health. The nonprofit National Business Group on Health surveyed more than 500 companies. It found that as of this year, 68% of those employers offer cash, premium credits, and account contributions to their employees to encourage healthier habits. That's up by 10% from a year ago. Luann Heinen is the vice president of the National Business Group on Health. She says companies are spending less on premiums by encouraging their employees to be healthy through various wellness programs.
So we're still spending a very small amount on wellness and prevention. And the companies that are increasingly interested and committed to wellness are seeing a fairly significant return on the order of $2 to $3 for every dollar invested.
Some companies have even penalized workers with premium surcharges or higher deductibles for failing to complete a required health management activity. Penalties were used by 20% of respondents in the survey this year, roughly double the number of companies that used penalties in 2009. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court is mulling over the legality of the Affordable Health Care Act. Whatever happens, Heinen suspects that there will continue to be a strong commitment to wellness. After all, a happy, healthy worker is a productive worker. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
Just whistle while you work and cheer.